Well, we are rounding out this week's show and finishing up with our inbox, as we always do. And we have Candace back to answer a question for us. Hello, Candace.
Hi, Lisa. Good to hear your voice.
All right. Great to have you here. We've got kind of a heavy question for you this week. And I prefaced it at the beginning of the show by saying that I was certain that you would have advice. And I know it, whether you're answering our column or whether you are answering here on the show, you always approach these prayerfully and with a lot of scripture. So we appreciate you, Candace, and your just the gravitas, I think, that you bring to these answers and the way that you really do have a heart for our audience. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Lisa. I will say it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. And I am praying right now that the Lord will give me words, because you're right. This is a heavy question and my heart is very heavy.
So yeah, yeah.
May the Lord speak through his word to us.
Exactly. Well, our listener says, my fiance and I are getting married in just over 3 months. We've struggled with staying sexually pure, and although we haven't actually had sexual intercourse, we've done pretty much everything else. We want to have a fulfilling and God-honoring marriage, but the temptation to sin sexually just seems so much bigger and more demanding than staying pure. How do we get out of this? Does this mean our marriage is forever tainted or won't be as good?
Well, I want to start at the beginning, and thank you for writing. This is not an easy question to ask, and insofar as this is a confession of sin, I'm so glad that you brought it out into the open. And what you're doing is sinning, and it's a very serious situation you're in. So I just want to encourage you to not call it a struggle, because you're not struggling hard enough. You're not being victorious. You are sinning sexually, and it's important to use truthful language about what you're doing. I suspect that you're encouraged that your wedding is coming up soon, and I understand that as a formerly engaged woman. I sometimes say that the only reason that I made it to my wedding a virgin is that the wedding was coming quickly. I know the temptation and the intensity of desire you have as you get closer to your wedding, but the fact that the wedding is 3 months away doesn't lessen the severity of the sin you're committing against God, against your fiancé. And so I just want to read to you something from Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Just listen to this passage. Starting at verse 1, it says, finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God just as you were doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. And so, my brother in Christ, I want to urge you, lead your fiancé in holiness. We know from Jesus himself that the pure in heart are the ones who are blessed, for they shall see God. We want to see God not just in heaven someday, but today and every day. And so we are called to walk in a manner worthy of the calling. Jesus has bought us with his own blood. We are bought with a price, and Scripture says, glorify God in your body. Right now, you have an opportunity to call what you're doing sin, to confess it to your pastor, to confess it to your fiancé, to repent of it, which means to stop and to turn and to start acting honorably towards her, to stop defrauding her. I am so concerned that you are sort of barreling headlong towards your wedding and thinking, well, we'll be married soon and then this will be all over and we'll just be able to be married. You asked if this will affect your marriage, and it will. There's no getting around the fact that right now you're really lying to one another about your relationship. You're acting as if you're married even though you're not, and you're practicing unfaithfulness. And there will come a day in your marriage, if you don't obey God and stop your sin and repent and turn from it and seek accountability. If you don't do that and you just spend the next 3.5 months stumbling, sinning, saying you're sorry, feeling bad, but then falling back into the same patterns of sin, if you don't change that behavior by the power of the Holy Spirit, there will come a time in your marriage where you look back and say, well, I wasn't faithful. I wasn't able to fight temptation. And the enemy will either use that to heap condemnation on you, which will affect your relationship with the Lord and with one another, or he'll use that to say, see, you couldn't do it then, and you can't do it now, and therefore you should just go ahead and indulge your flesh. And that's what you're doing. Every time you sin against your fiancé, you're indulging your flesh. And you have an enemy. Your adversary is a roaring lion who is seeking to devour you. And he is trying right now to lay a foundation that he will then later try to use to undermine whatever ministry you have, to undermine your marriage, and to tear apart what God is wanting to do, which is to bring you together in purity and holiness. He wants you to be able to stand on your wedding day in front of your parents, in front of each other, in front of him, and make those vows. And you can only do that in truth if you turn right now from this sin. And I want to encourage you to recognize the fact that you are weak. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And he gave us the body for a reason. We need the help of brothers and sisters to hold us accountable and to walk with us. I urge you today to repent to your pastor, to go and say, help me. We are not struggling. We are sinning. We are not. The struggle is over. We lost, and we need help because we want to walk in purity for the next 3.5 months. You will have a totally different wedding, to the glory of God and to the great dismay of the enemy who hates Christian marriage, if you will turn from your sin and you will spend the next 3.5 months walking faithfully with your fiancé, and it will totally change the nature of your marriage going forward. You can't imagine the victory that will be for your marriage if you can look back in the challenges that lie ahead and say, no, I know that it's possible to overcome sin. I know that it's possible by God's grace to say no to temptation. You must do this. If you do not do this, I fear for your soul that you are not truly Christ. You cannot go the next 3.5 months knowing that you are sinning and stand before that altar and in front of God and pretend to take vows that you don't really believe in. I urge you in the power of the Holy Spirit to turn from this sin. I'm having trouble even getting through this because it is this serious. And so for your future marriage, for the sake of your precious fiancé, if you love her, but more than anything, for the sake of your Lord, who died on the cross for these very sins, you are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body, in your relationship. Plead the blood of Christ. Get on your face before him and repent. And do whatever it takes to crucify your flesh over the next 3.5 months. It will be a difficult effort, but by God's grace, you can do this. And he has given you the body of Christ to help you do this. And I pray that you will do this.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Candace. And I would encourage those of you listening right now, would you just stop right where you are and pray for this couple? We often talk about us here at Boundless being a community and wanting to support one another, and you see one another on the blog and on Facebook and Twitter. Will you commit right now to just stop wherever you are, if you're running, if you're at work, if you're cleaning the house or whatever, and just pray for this couple as they look at the next 3.5 months, look toward their marriage and ultimately toward their life together. Pray and stand with them on their behalf, as Candace has done. Thank you, Candace.
And Lisa, I'd love to do that. Just take a minute and pray for them.
Let's do it.
Lord God, I thank you so much that you have given us the truth of Jesus' work on the cross, that we know because of your word, the Bible, what it took to set us free from the lies of the evil one and from sin and from death. And Father, I pray that you would convict those listening, and this couple, Lord, I pray that they're listening, the one who wrote this question, and that you would, by your Holy Spirit, convict them of the truth of your word and enable them by the power of your Spirit to turn from their sin and to do whatever it takes to walk in purity in the next 3.5 months, that they might honor you and glorify you with their bodies and glorify you in their marriage. Lord, I pray that you would do this for the sake of your name and for the sake of your glory in their life and in their relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, folks, that's it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with your question for the future. We take all kinds of questions, relationship ones like this one that are obviously weighty, and also ones that just, you know, you have had at the back of your head. Also be sure to search our site for any questions that we may have answered in the past. That is it for this week's show. As always, we want to see you around next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.